Hello, Highview Hawks. Welcome to the very first episode of Hawk Talk. I am your host, Stella Taylor. This is the podcast where I interview your middle school teachers and staff about their middle school experiences to make you feel better about yours. I'm so excited to be doing this podcast. I hope that you guys enjoy this episode. Today I'm going to be interviewing Mr. Chamberlain. He's one of the innovation, science, and math teachers here at Highview. Just a heads up, the audio is kind of bad. Sorry about that. We had to do it over Zoom since he's a distance teacher. Yeah, let's just get straight on to the interview.
What was middle school like for you, just in general?
So when I was a middle schooler, that was at the end of the 90s. So like 1997, 98, 99, a long time ago. Yes. For me, I went to school in the Stillwater schools, which is a few districts over. And for me, it was really fun. I honestly was the kind of student that like loved my teachers. I had plenty of friends, but I was also kind of a suck up to teachers, honestly. I liked getting positive attention, but you know, it's funny because my least favorite classes in middle school were science classes and math classes. And that's what I do now. My favorite classes were orchestra and German way back when.
German?
Yep.
They taught German in your middle school?
Yeah, they did French, Spanish, and German way back then.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was into the random classes more than the core classes. But I also every weekend played Dungeons and Dragons in middle school with my friend group. There was about up to 8 or 9 of us at one point. So that was a big part of my upbringing from about probably 5th grade till 8th grade or so.
And then
8th grade is where I discovered my love of theater. So that was when I did my first couple shows through drama club and through theater class.
What shows were they?
So one of them was called Once Upon a Rock Concert. It was supposed to be like Cinderella. And I played one of the boyfriends of the Wicked Stepsisters.
Oh.
And my best friend was in it too. And it was just a fun experience to get excited about acting in theater.
Yes. What's a funny or embarrassing story from your time in middle school?
When I was in middle school, I was awkward, like many middle schoolers can be awkward. And there was a girl that I had a crush on. And so this is a description of what middle school was like for me. I wanted to ask to see if she wanted to go see a movie with me. So I had to get the newspaper, open the newspaper to see the show times for different movies, uh-huh. And then call her on the landline and say, do you want to go see this such and such movie with me at 4:20 at the Woodbury 10 Theater?
Yeah.
So, and then I think of how awkward that is anyway, but how awkward it was for me as a middle schooler. And another memory I had that popped up in middle school was I was reading a book. I had a big book that I had borrowed from the library, and I was walking through the halls, very crowded in the hallway, and an older student, so I must have been a 7th grader, and this would have been a 9th grader, came by and took my book and ripped it in half and then ran away. And it wasn't traumatizing. I'm not a very, I'm not a pessimistic person. I'm a pretty lighthearted, optimistic person. Yeah. So I wasn't bothered too much by it, but that's one of those memories that really sticks out as a kid in middle school.
That's like classic. That's like movie middle school, you know, like the classic 8th grader who just goes up and like chucks your lunch tray or something.
That's exactly right. That's how they came up with ideas for movies nowadays, is they went back to the 90s.
Yes, of course. What was popular in middle school? Like, I don't know, books or movies? What was like, I guess yeah. TikTok and stuff is popular now. What was popular?
So the internet was really young back then. Like our middle school computer lab was the colorful Macs. So like even then the internet was just beginning. It was back when there was AOL, America Online, which is what a lot of people use for the internet. And Netscape was another browser. But back, I actually had to look it up because it's so hard to remember back then. But the year I was in middle school, 7th and 8th grade-ish, Titanic came out. And that was the biggest blockbuster. Yep. That movie and Armageddon were the two biggest blockbusters of middle school.
Wow.
So, I mean, back then there was music to listen to and there was TV to watch and video games, of course. I've played video games ever since I was a little kid. So that was middle school was when I got my first PlayStation 1, which was about 8th grade.
Number one.
PS1, and that was a very transformative experience for me because ever since I was a little kid, I played video games, so it helped the game in middle school.
How did you stay connected with your friends, like without, you know, smartphones and texting and social media? You know, because all the middle schoolers are like, how did anybody live without social media?
Yes. And the fact that you're asking me this now makes me feel very old, considering I'm not one of the older teachers here. But since it's the current, since that is the reality, you know, we all had landlines, right? The phone that was actually in your house that's attached to the wall. So we would call and talk, but there was so much more time spent just being with other people in person because there weren't, you know, cell phones were new enough that I didn't get one until the middle of high school. Mm-hmm. So just literally being outdoors and spending time with friends outdoors without modern technology was a big part of how I stayed connected to other people.
Oh, yes. I wish that it was like that more, you know?
Yes. Yeah. We lived next door to a park. And so my friend group and I would play like a cops and robbers type game where half of us would hide deep in the woods for 30 minutes. And then the other half would try to hunt each other down back and forth.
Yes.
So that was, and we would like literally hide in the dirt with the leaves covering us until someone came by and then take them hostage. And
wow. How has COVID changed your lifestyle or how has it affected your teaching?
So teaching wise, it hasn't changed a lot. So as you know, the makerspace class is very hands-on. Mm-hmm. With like using a laser engraver or cutting out something on a silhouette machine. So the class still exists. It's just that everything is done virtually. So there's still coding. That was the same kind of thing it was before. With 3D printing, for example, I actually have 3D printers down in my basement that the school lent me. So I'm still able to print things. Yep. And students just come and pick them up after I've printed them and labeled them like in a baggie for them.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So it's less hands-on, but I think students still find it engaging. Mm-hmm. And for general life with COVID, believe it or not, I'm kind of introverted. So I kind of like not having the big groups of people to constantly like have to socialize with people. So for my wife, it's harder. She's a teacher too in the district. So for her, it's a lot harder to not see people, but it's more family time now, which is great. I feel bad for my boys, my 5-year-old and my 2-year-old, because they can't socialize as much as they should as well. Mm-hmm. But we make it work. We're getting on the other side of things.
Yeah. What got you into teaching?
So I originally went to school to be a TV weatherman. And my major was atmospheric sciences.
Wow.
And I did the weather a few times for classes in college. But after I understood that for me, the math and physics of the degree, the multi-year calculus and the multi-year physics was too challenging for me, mm-hmm. I decided that instead of doing the weather, that I could teach the weather and, you know, get, because part of it would be about getting people excited about science. That's kind of what a broadcaster does. So I thought instead of doing the weather, I could teach the weather. And so that's kind of what led to changing the degree. And my actual first degree is elementary education. So I taught fourth grade, for example, for several years before even moving to middle school. So I love, like, science is my favorite thing to teach in elementary. So it just was a natural fit to come up to middle school and do only science.
Yes. What's something you want your students to know about you that they might not know about you?
So at the beginning of the year, I always do an about me where I talk about how I love geocaching and I talk about my family and I talk about how I love video games and mm-hmm. all that stuff. But I think besides that, what would people want to know? What I want my students to know about me? Just that I don't really get upset ever. Like, I think I want students to not be intimidated by me because I'm a pretty easygoing person. That's not to say that students can do whatever they want with class with me, but I think I'm a pretty relaxed person that tries to make class fun and come across as like an enjoyable part to your day that's less intense than like ELA or math. So I'd want to make sure people know that I'm pretty chill when it comes to like being strict and, you know, going like that. I want most of class to be just, you know, you can socialize while you work. And it's one of the few times during the day that you can have that every day.
Yes, I loved your class. Mine was kind of cut short because of COVID, but
that's right.
I feel like I don't know, especially the subject is fun. But I feel like a lot of kids, that was the class that they're like, you guys, if you haven't done this yet, you're gonna love it. It's so great.
Exactly. And I remember our class, our first hour class was like a little family. It was a group of kids. So yes. Great way to start the day before having to go distance.
Are there any other stories about middle school you want to share or anything else?
I mean, middle school for me, it was a time where I really started to understand the things that I liked. So, I said that I was in German class, and so I really got into German, and that's when I got into theater. But then also too, I mean, I started playing the violin in fifth grade, and so, you know, everyone starts and they don't know if they're going to be into it or not. But middle school is when I really realized how much music was a big important part of my life and how much I like it. I actually have a music ed minor. Not that I would ever want to teach music. I don't think I ever would. No offense to Mr. Bartsch or anything, but I don't know. Music, I've sung in choirs almost every year up until COVID as well, and until my kids were born. So middle school for me was like the years that I kind of like prioritized what I loved about life.
Oh, that's so great. That's so great. What's your favorite school lunch here and when you were in middle school?
So since I've been distanced this whole year, I haven't had school lunch this year, but I had it all last year and the years before that. So when I was a kid, it was Italian Dunkers.
Oh!
Right? Yeah. And actually, Italian Dunkers were much, much greasier and probably fattier than they are now by law. but now at school, I always, given the option, will try to do the salad bar with Caesar dressing.
Yeah.
And then some sort of Italian entree. So if it's like a pasta with like meatballs or something that like I can get as full as possible, since lunchtime is so early for sixth grade, that I can just be completely full for the rest of the day and not have to think about it.
Oh, yes. Italian Dunkers. My mom, she loves Italian Dunkers. And she always like, I don't know, tries to make her own. She like puts stuff on toast and just
It's not the same.
Dunkers.
Yeah. It's called like, at Highview, it's called like Italian cheese bread or something, but it's not the same as what it used to be. It used to be like one big, wet, greasy, soft lump of bread with cheese on top. It was so good.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, thanks for letting me interview you.
Of course. This was fun. I hope you enjoy all the other people you get to learn about in the Highview community.
Yeah. Thank you.